charming. What I should do is to say this month we had 100 sightings. 90% of them were solvable just from reading the article or something.
Well,
I know this may be wrong.
But you should just pencil things and let your readers form the conclusion. Seems to me if you say 90% were solvable just by reading the article.
A scientific saucer journal would be deathly dull.
Yes, and Kehoe's
isn't dull, and it isn't scientific either, you see. That's my whole point. I mean, science isn't exciting, you know.
Well, all right. Now, I agree. You know, it has seemed to me that one of the most useful things that could be done would be to publish every year, not something like just a two-fold annual, but strictly a report as grand almanac, which would contain every single report that you could get your hands on in print through that year. This would be very useful, but it would also be extremely costly, and you would have to be heavily subsidized by someone in order to pay the expenses of doing it.
But the fact that
you don't, and Keo doesn't, and we don't, and nobody publishes everything, it seems to me that this is just part of a cultural perception here.
I'd like to ask one question. What does it really matter how many sightings have been seen? While I've been sitting here listening to this discussion, a thought came across my mind. This connects up, it may not sound at the beginning, but take the beginning of Christianity. When Jesus was on earth, he gave a philosophy to the people. Now, 2,000 years later, we've got hundreds of different types of people thinking different types of philosophies, all based on similar philosophies that Jesus expounded. And they're all caught up with the phenomena of the philosophy. They're not one bit interested in the actual idea or the ideal that was propounded in the first place. And I think this is the whole trouble with the saucer story today. People are interested in this phenomena. All they're interested in is this person sees this sighting and how is it scientifically categorized and all this. The important thing is for the people to decide whether they're here or not, if they accept the fact they're here, to go ahead and do something about it with their own personal lives.
Well,
I know what it's done for my life. Has changed my life completely. I think in an entirely different way.
Because of saucers?
Saucers started me into it. Because I began to realize that humanity, man himself, has a heritage that is far beyond anything that's just in this little tiny limited earth. And I think it's up to each individual to do something about it. The mere fact that we've got space people coming in here, if they're making contacts, if they're not, I don't know. I can't put my finger on and say this is true and that's not true. As far as I'm concerned, I judge nobody. But the mere fact that with all these thousands of sightings all over the world, and it's not just in this country, and it's every country in the world, and you know this, both of you, it seems to me that there's a far greater purpose than just bringing about scientific data.
Well, this leads me into my next point quite nicely. You mentioned about piling up sightings. You are right in one respect, that piling up sightings means nothing. I think that the important function of a scientific UFO group is to analyze the sightings and try to solve them by analysis. All the UFO magazines, including NICAPS, have a common failing, namely that they sort of gloat about the fact that a certain number of sightings are unsolvable. Instead of course, that takes a lot of time and work, I'll admit, but something like, for instance, Amy Michelle did in his new book, try to find some order, some pattern in the thing. Try to do something other than just list a lot of unsolved things and say, ho-ho, nobody can tell me what this could possibly be.
Well, now, this takes me right back to my previous point, and that is the absence of any, the effect of the Air Force in the so-called investigation on the whole subject. What we need, I will agree, is not more sightings, but more sightings of which we can say that we know every single detail exactly. Now, if the Air Force had really done the job that it claims to do, we would have not 100, but 500 cases where every detail was perfectly reliable. Perhaps we have that many. I don't know, because I haven't had a chance to draw up a list of the ones that I personally think are very strong. Then you could say, here are 500 sightings, and we have the following phenomena reported about these sightings. Then you could begin to study them. But the fact that the Air Force hasn't done the job and has meanwhile made such a climate of opinion that people will not report sightings, not report them in detail, and we don't have enough of very good, strong, solid, complete, detailed, exact reports, means that we don't yet have this data. And you can't tell which case coming up, which sighting of tomorrow or next week, may perhaps be another one of the kind that is going to be really useful when you come to analysis. I claim we do not yet have enough complete sightings for analysis, thanks to the lack of proper investigation.
We are talking this morning with Jim Moseley, Isabel Davis, Doug Dean, and Warren Pack. Jim Moseley is the editor of Saucer News, the official publication of the Saucer and Unexplained Celestial Events Research Society. The address for those that would like to contact Mr. Moseley to get further information about Saucer News, it's a bi-monthly publication, Post Office Box 163, Fort Lee, New Jersey. Isabel Davis of Civilian Saucer Intelligence is with us. Doug Dean, a man that can really belt out a song. If you saw Guys and Dolls when it was on Broadway, you certainly remember Doug Dean. And Warren Pack, sports writer for the Journal American. Getting back with our guests of the morning, we have been discussing many things. Mr. Moseley returned a few days ago from Peru, and prior to the time we took our coffee break, there was a little discussion going on between Isabel Davis and Jim Moseley and Doug Dean in reference to why they are interested in flying saucers. I'd like to ask you, Warren,
as I frankly, I don't even know if they are interested in flying saucers or have any particular opinions on the subject.
Well, I'm interested in anything that is unusual. I think I have what is commonly referred to as an open mind. I don't believe that we've had visitors or we're about to have visitors, because I think that perhaps at least an accident might happen and one might fall down someplace or something like this. I was delighted to hear Jim Moseley before make a somewhat of a plea for a little bit of objectivity in this kind of work. I think that it's very nice to attack the Air Force, and I'm sure the Air Force has been pretty stupid in a lot of these things. I wouldn't deny that at all, because the Air Force has been stupid in so many other things that they shouldn't change just because this is UFOs. I do think that there are, as I said before, there are too many fraudulent people around in this work. I think that Jim was right in indicating
interpreting your words, and you can certainly object
that they should, these groups, I can't remember all the various letters involved, and I don't want to name any one specific one, should list some of the ones that they've investigated and found to be phony or lies or mistakes and things like this. I don't think, on the other hand, Jim, that you can expect to have any great amount of objectivity as far as UFO is concerned, no matter who investigates. I think that even somebody like myself would have some reservations about them. I think that any scientist would have a reservation and therefore might be considered biased. I think that on the other hand, the average person who doesn't even know anything about science might be biased, because it is against perhaps his either his religious training or perhaps against his educational background. You can't find anybody unbiased on this subject, for that matter, on any subject, possibly with the exception of Long John. I would like to see something in the way of an objective group form, certainly, if it's possible. I don't know how it would be possible, but I'd like to see somebody come out and say, right, quite flatly, that there are a lot of phonies in this business. I would like to see a lot of people come out and say that we should absolutely ignore these people and list who these people are, and we certainly know some of them. I think that it's very nice to attack the Air Force and the Defense Department, I guess, which is really the basic father of this whole group that does the investigation. But at the same time, I think that perhaps instead of just sitting around criticizing, some kind of objective work, that constructive work, might be done to influence public opinion. I certainly think that some of the magazines I've seen don't do this kind of work. I think they are in business for one specific reason, and that is to make themselves grow. I think that a lot of the people who are in the business to make money. Not all of them do, unfortunately. I like to see everybody make a dollar. But I think that some of them have too much of a tie-up with what I would call a weird spiritual type of thinking. I think that it is possible to think of a visitor from space, even though I reject the idea